Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life without taking ourselves too seriously. I'm Brad Kearns, New York Times bestselling author, former number 3 world-ranked professional triathlete, and Guinness World Record Masters athlete. I connect with experts in diet, fitness, and personal growth, and deliver short breather shows where you get simple, actionable tips to improve your life right away. Let's explore beyond the hype, hacks, shortcuts, and sciencey talk to laugh, have fun, and appreciate the journey. It's time to be rad. Brief, explosive, all-out sprints have the single best return on investment of any workout. I'm so excited to introduce you to Peluva. This is a new zero-drop minimalist shoe with the distinctive five-toe design from my main man, Mark Sisson. Peluvas give you the most authentic barefoot-style experience, but with sufficient cushioning so you can use them for all manner of daily movement, especially walking and many other fitness and athletic activities. Peluvas are also incredibly stylish, so you get a barefoot shoe that you're not embarrassed to wear around in daily life. It's been so cool to see the popularity of minimalist shoes grow over the recent years, but Peluvas are a step ahead of every other zero-drop wide-box shoe because of the critical feature of individual five-toe articulation, a separate slot for each of your toes. This allows for correct dynamic movement of the foot through the walking or running stride, which is impossible when your toes are encased into a single box, even a wide box. Well, you might know that minimalist shoes have faced controversy in recent years for causing injuries from inappropriate use. So here is the big picture mission. We want to get you walking in Peluvas, living in your Peluvas, going barefoot in your home or other safe areas as often as possible. Go ahead and use your specialized cushiony running shoes or your basketball shoes, work boots, high heels, things that you want to wear when you want to wear them, but wear your Peluvas as much as possible to reawaken the natural functionality of the human foot to stand, walk, run, and perform. Do you want to try a pair? I'm certain that when you put them on and walk around, you are going to quickly realize that these are the most comfortable natural shoes that you've ever worn. They are designed to feel like you're, quote, walking barefoot on a putting green. Please visit Peluva.com, that's P-E-L-U-V-A, and use the code BRADPODCAST and get 10% off your first pair. Peluvas, let your feet be feet. Let's talk about 4 ways that you can turn your life around right now. And we're going to cover sleep, we're going to cover getting moving, we're going to cover fitness, and we're going to cover lifestyle stress management matters. This will be a nice, fun show to point new people to. I love talking to people, random people that I meet. And of course, I let them know that I do a podcast. Here's a picture. You'll never forget the title. And why don't you try this show first? Because it's short and it's impactful. And so here we go with a fun one. First thing we want to focus on is getting your sleep right. And I should also add sleep, rest, recovery, and downtime. So it's not just that evening sleep period that we pay so much lip service to, but also the critical obligation in today's life to get away from hyperconnectivity, get away from the screen, get away from technology, and go outside into fresh air and open space, ideally, or crash for a nap in a dark room, but take some breaks from constant hyperconnectivity and overstimulation. And in the evening sleep, gosh, everyone knows we nod our head, but practically speaking, a lot of times people are still falling short there. And so the main goal is to minimize artificial light and digital stimulation after dark. So you want a calm, mellow evening. Yes, you can enjoy your screen entertainment. Try to do that on the early part of the night and then devote at least the final hour to wind down rituals, doing things like leashing up the dog and going for one final walk around the block, or perhaps like Arianna Huffington recommends in her best-selling book, Sleep Revolution, you go upstairs, you take a bath, you light the candles, you do some quiet reading, you do some sort of downtime ritual that trains your brain to say, guess what, we're getting ready to turn off the lights and go to sleep. And guess what? As they say, as the scientific experts say, a good night's sleep starts first thing in the morning. Because when you can awaken near sunrise and get outdoors into direct light exposure does not have to mean it's a sunny day. It's just outdoor light, unfiltered, going into your suprachiasmatic nucleus, the SCN, which controls the hypothalamus and puts you on circadian alignment, starting first thing in the morning, raising the serotonin, lowering the melatonin, raising the cortisol, dropping the adenosine, all these important things that are happening to get you alert and energized. But also, when you raise serotonin naturally in the morning, it is kickstarting the process of that serotonin converting into melatonin hours and hours later, a few hours after it gets dark. So getting up, getting into light in the morning is your setup. And then also, when it gets dark, wherever you are on the globe, honor the sunset every day. Like, do a nice little acknowledgement nod, whether you're looking out the window or just looking at your app that tells you when sunset is. And at that point, strive and resolve to lower your light exposure somehow. You can switch over to the colored bulbs. You can put on the orange or yellow tinted blue light blocking glasses, which I'm wearing right now if you're watching on video. But we want to try for that darker, quieter, more mellow evening after the sunset. So that's number one, your sleep, rest, recovery, and downtime. Number two is to get moving. And many experts are in agreement now that this is arguably more important than adhering to a devoted fitness regimen. So just a life of more general everyday activity in all forms possible. That is your first objective before going and re-signing up for the gym membership and trying to make it to two boot camp classes and one spin class a week. How do you do that? Well, I argue strongly that if you resolve to do something first thing in the morning, that is the strongest way to build a habit. I have a popular online course about this very topic, designing the ultimate morning routine. You can find that at bradkearns.com and get walked through the process of developing your own personal customized morning exercise routine. But as soon as you awaken, ideally get outdoors into direct light exposure and do some physical movement. This is the best way to naturally awaken your body, vastly superior to a cup of coffee and a crossword puzzle. That you need to get that energy flowing, the blood moving, the oxygen circulating, and you can do that with a very gentle form of exercise, such as leashing up the dog and walking the dog around the block. And speaking of the dog, not just hypothetically, but if you do own a dog, please make it a priority to honor your commitment to owning that animal by getting the dog the exercise it needs. So even if you're too lazy or don't care that much about your own personal health to get up and walk around the block first thing in the morning, do it for the bloody dog, mate. And then you will, by definition, have a much better chance of succeeding than relying on the flimsy attributes of motivation and willpower to get out the door. Just do it for the dog. By default, you will benefit too. But getting that morning exercise going will set you up for a day that prioritizes energy, activity, and movement. So that's my first tip for increasing all forms of general everyday movement is get going first thing in the morning. Also, introducing micro workouts into your daily routine. And these are brief bouts of explosive physical effort that last a very short time, but help you break up prolonged periods of stillness. So I'm talking about rushing up the staircase every time you encounter a staircase, whether it's in the office or the home. Just bust up there. If you want to get extra credit points, bust up there and then walk back down and do it again, or do three staircase ascensions. How long does that take? Let's time it. a minute and a half, and then go back to work after going downstairs to get another post-it note from the drawer in the other part of your office environment. And this will add up over time. Micro workouts add up over time to a huge fitness benefit and also help you break up those really health destructive prolonged periods of inactivity. Also note that the brain will work better. So if you're too busy with your super ass important high cognitive demand tasks and you can't take 1 minute to rush up a staircase a couple times, acknowledge that you will have a decline in productivity and cognitive power and focusing ability if you do not take frequent breaks. The human brain is only capable of focusing intently on a peak cognitive task for around 20 minutes before it requires a break. So hit the staircase, hit the pull-up bar, pull a few stretch cords. If nothing else, you can stand up even in a tight cubicle and perform a set of 20 deep squats. So that's the micro workouts. And then third, make walking a lifestyle centerpiece. Mark Sisson and I are so excited about our next book, which is going to be centered on the topic of walking, how the tremendous health benefits can be accrued without the risks of breakdown, burnout, illness, and injury that happen when you become a runner or a jogger or someone who is devoted to these potentially exhausting, depleting, and draining fitness regimens. Walking is for everyone. There's extremely minimal injury risk compared to all other forms of fitness activity. And boy, what a great way to balance the high screen dominant, sedentary dominant lifestyles that we have today. So that's three quick tips. And of course, what does that mean? It means with walking that you're going to have to orchestrate artificial or manufactured opportunities to walk. I had Kelly Starrett on the podcast a long time ago, big promoter of active lifestyle. And he talked about how when his kids were in elementary school, they would just park a mile away from the school and walk it in. How simple is that? And then you get to avoid the 15-minute conga line at the school entrance when every parent's waiting to drop their kid off for some reason 18 feet away from the building. So find ways to walk, manufacture them, have a destination, go walk to the nearby store or around the block with the dog, whatever it takes to manufacture opportunities to walk. So that's objective number two, get moving. Number three, of course, is going to be a fitness program. You're going to have vastly more health benefits, longevity benefits, if you can actually get some workouts in. And contrary to the flawed and destructive programming of the mainstream fitness industry, I'm talking about a fitness regimen. We've been talking about this with Primal Blueprint for so many years. It does not have to be time consuming. It does not have to be strenuous, depleting, and exhausting, especially when it comes to the objective to engage in regular, brief, intense resistance exercise, putting your muscles under load. These workouts can last for as short as 1 minute, like I talked about with the staircase or a single set of pull-ups, or a properly conducted strength training session that can last 10, 15, 20, or perhaps a maximum of 30 minutes. So this hour-long grueling session with your trainer doing another rep and another set and another exercise, that's quite likely to be too long and potentially exhausting. So you go in, you put your muscles under resistance load to the point where you're breathing hard and you're feeling a little bit of burn after your single set of whatever it is, whether it's cords or deadlifts or machines. That is a properly conducted resistance training workout. We also want to put in here the objective of sprinting. Brief, explosive, all-out sprints have the single best return on investment of any workout. It improves your fitness at all lower forms of exercise intensity. It's very time efficient because a very short sprint workout will deliver monumental benefits that exceed easier workouts that last for much longer, especially when it comes to fat reduction. The return on investment of a short sprint is vastly superior to prolonged workouts that might even trigger an increase in appetite. So you do a sprint workout where the hard efforts only last for a minute or two or three in aggregate. But of course, the workout's going to last longer because you want to warm up, you want to cool down. So when I go to the running track and post on Instagram that I just did 5x200 meters in around 30 seconds, what is that? That's only a couple, 2.5 minutes of high activity, but I'm doing a bunch of drills. I'm doing some easy warm up, easy cool down to where I might be there for 30, 45, or 60 minutes if I'm practicing high jump or doing something technical. But the high intensity efforts are very short in duration. That's when you get these tremendous fitness benefits over time. The template that I like to recommend if you're new to sprinting is to perform 4 to 8 reps lasting between 10 and 20 seconds with a rest to work ratio of 6 to 1. So if you're doing 10 second sprints on the grassy field that last 10 seconds, you're going to rest for a minute in between each of those 10-second sprints at a minimum. And my recent podcast guest, world record-holding masters sprinter Lyon Martinez, said he likes people resting for even longer than that to be truly explosive and to avoid that depleting aspect of a workout, especially when you're going hard. So put in a few sprints, rest luxuriously, as podcast guest Dr. Craig Marker mentions, so that it's not exhausting and depleting. This idea of the popular HIIT workout, high-intensity interval training, for most people on those indoor bikes, cranking the music and standing up again for another 30-second sprint, it's too stressful. That's not proper sprinting. So summarizing number three objective of fitness, you want your resistance exercise, loading the muscles, you want some sprints. And when I talked about get moving in number two, we can also put in there the structured cardiovascular workouts where your heart rate is 180 minus your age and beats per minute or below. And that also means on this number three objective of fitness to reject that flawed mainstream fitness programming, which is by and large too stressful. That brings us to number four. I don't want to overload you here. So we only have four things, right? We got to get our sleep going. We got to get moving. We got to get a fitness program. And then finally, lifestyle and stress management. And today we have some new entries onto the chart because life has changed so much in recent times with the explosion of technology. So I'm going to put number one here is to reject the ideals of consumerism and FOMO that we have been programmed to buy into, especially thanks to the internet, social media. Dr. Ron Sinha, host of the Meta Health podcast, former guest on this show, talks about how FOMO is a condition that has measurable metabolic disease risk elements. And his high net worth, his high income patients in the San Francisco Bay Area working in technology for the big major tech companies, they reveal this condition where even though they are highly affluent, perhaps the highest paid workers on the entire planet, when you consider Silicon Valley as a whole, but they still suffer from widespread condition of FOMO because their neighbor might have cashed in their stock options and now they're a multimillionaire instead of just a single or double millionaire. That's pretty messed up stuff. So we want to make a hard effort to disengage from FOMO and this consumerism where we always are programmed to get more and more and more. We also want to make a concerted effort to disconnect from technology, connectivity, social media scrolling, and comparison culture that it fosters, and also the negative mainstream news where they're largely playing into our fears and high shock value programming in order to get ratings. It's pretty sick and disgusting. It's been proven true. There's great documentaries like The Social Dilemma, the work of Tristan Harris at the Center for Humane Technology. It's time to pay attention to what this hyperconnectivity is doing to our brains and make a considered effort to choose out and instead prioritize in-person social interactions. The lost art of modern times is the socializing that we've taken for granted for years and decades and centuries and eons for the important part of human life. So we're prioritizing in-person social interactions. We're also prioritizing engagement with nature. Again, this was an inherent part of human life for millions of years until recently, and now we can have a completely disengaged life where we don't interact with nature at all. Remember the famous Woody Allen quote, "I am two with nature." There's research from Japan about forest bathing where you can actually improve your metabolic health and disease risk markers by engaging with nature, simply passively engaging with nature, sitting on a bench in the park at lunchtime away from your office high rise can cause a measurable reduction in the stress hormone cortisol that's chronically overproduced in today's hectic, stressful life. So isn't that interesting? Lower blood pressure as well was on the list of benefits of forest bathing. You can Google that term and find a bunch of cool stuff. We also want to engage in stimulating hobbies away from our core areas of responsibility. That's why I'm such a big fan of clay sculpting dogs. That's the only thing that I sculpt. and I'm quite good at it after doing dozens and dozens of dogs. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm showing you one of my creations, and it's so fun because it's completely disparate from my life creating content and being immersed in health, fitness, and well-being, where I get to focus on shaping the clay. No, I'm not selling these and making NFTs. It's just for fun, right? But it's tremendously rewarding to have something that's disparate from the grind. So I'm putting stimulating hobbies on this list. I'm also encouraging you to pursue challenging personal goals. I especially favor fitness and competitive goals. That's why my motto, my mantra that's shown on my website cover says, pursue peak performance with passion throughout life, because I think many of us who were at all athletic had that experience and that time in life where we were on the sports team and going to practice and really engaged in something that was a physical and athletic, a fitness challenge. And then we kind of let this stuff drift away, where there's no more games except for driving your kids around to their soccer games. So I want to put you on the scoreboard rather than just being a spectator for the final 4, 5, 6, 7 decades of your life, and sign up and do something. Of course, it doesn't have to be organized or formal. It could be, hey, let me call up my girlfriend and ask her if she wants to hike to the highest peak in the county later this summer. Those kind of things. Okay. So pursue peak performance with passion throughout life. And that gives us 4 objectives to immediately turn your life around right now. Oh, guess what? I didn't even mention diet, which is usually the centerpiece of lifestyle transformation. And guess what? Ran out of time. No, just kidding. All we have to say there, really, is eliminate processed foods. Simple as that. That is the gateway to a healthier diet and a healthier lifestyle, and be aggressive and disciplined and resolute to eliminate all the processed foods that you consume in your diet. And then we can talk about the many more nuances that are possible when it comes to healthy eating. Thanks for listening to watching 4 Ways to Change Your Life Right Now. I'm pleased to present BRAD Grass-Fed Whey Protein Isolate Superfuel, the absolute highest quality, all-natural protein supplement infused with creatine that delivers everything you need to optimize your appetite for fat loss, recover quickly from workouts, and build and maintain lean muscle mass, the single most important attribute for aging gracefully. Our protein comes directly from small family farms in America's dairy land of Wisconsin. It's cold processed and microfiltered for maximum bioavailability and digestibility. So please don't mess with the many cheap commodity protein supplements that are ineffective, inferior, less pure, and often contain junk sweeteners, especially the plant-based offerings that are vastly less bioavailable than the gold standard of protein supplements, that's whey protein isolate. Whether you're in your peak athletic years looking to grow and recover, or in the older age groups trying to delay aging and decline, whey and creatine are widely agreed to be the most critical and effective supplements to take for the rest of your life. You can easily stir the superfuel in water or make a delicious smoothie every day. I'm certain that you're going to love the pleasant, light, natural vanilla bean and cocoa bean flavors. So try some on Amazon today. It's a huge hit with dozens of 5-star reviews. Or you can order direct from bradnutrition.com with our buy 3, get 1 free, and make the super fuel a centerpiece of your daily routine. Thank you so much for listening to the BRAD podcast. We appreciate all feedback and suggestions. Email podcast@bradventures.com and visit bradkearns.com to download 5 free ebooks and learn some great long cuts to a longer life, how to optimize testosterone naturally, become a dark chocolate connoisseur, and transition to a barefoot and minimalist shoe lifestyle.